once again, Michael Feldman.
Wait a minute, I don't know what we're doing here. Oh, yeah. The audience again. That's what it is. Okay, I got that. Just excuse me, I got a little setback here. Weren't they great? I thought terrific. They're Trapper Shep and the Shades. And if you're in New York, they're going to be playing in Brooklyn, and they're playing in the Bowery and various other places, and then they're going to be in Cleveland Heights at a certain point. So just check your local papers. Now they're moving on. They're making it. Okay. This is the biggest Milwaukee band since the Skunks of 1967. You remember the Skunks? Anybody remember the Skunks? You got to really be... You remember the Skunks? You do? Oh, my God. We thought they were our Beatles. Because they put a stripe down the center of their hair. Honest to God. They were a pretty good band. They didn't have to do that, you know. But it didn't work, you know. They had the Beatle haircuts and they thought the Skunks. No, it didn't. Hope these guys don't go that route. All right, let's see now. All right, here in the audience. And how's everybody doing? Pretty good down there? Where are the parents? Are you the chefs? Are the Shep parents here? Where are they? Back here? So I thought you were taking pictures. That might be right here? Right there. Oh, you're so quiet. So are you proud of these guys or what?
Yeah, we love them a lot. We're real proud of them.
Yeah, yeah. Is it your musical background that transferred?
Nope.
Neither of you play?
No, I don't.
No.
How do you account for it then?
They just started doing things in our basement, and we had no idea that they were writing music in our basement.
No, thought they were making bombs like average kids, right? That's what we did. We made bombs in our basement.
And when they started in the basement, it sounded a lot different than this.
A little more Lawrence Welke or whatever. They brought champagne music.
A little loud.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, great. Nice to meet you both. Oh. I didn't have a chance to look through these. If you could live on one food forever, what would be your choice? Lox. There'll be lox. But you get tired of lox. You couldn't eat lox day after day after day. It's only good when it's, you know, lox, sliced salmon. You know? You don't. Okay, never mind then. This will mean nothing to you. Okay. Let's see. What do you think of Jersey Shore? I think it's going off, is what I think. That's a good thing. How did all of you guys meet? I don't know what that means. Who came up with the word Twitter? I don't know. What's the airspeed of an unladen swallow? Come on, give me a break. Give me something to work with here, people. Where did you go to college? Why is it that only people on airplanes who remove their shoes have stinky feet? Do you wear boxers or briefs? None of your business. Commando, I go command. No. Okay, let's just abandon the cards and just talk to people. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, and what's going on today for you?
Well, the show was the highlight.
It's the end of your day, basically. You're all done now.
Well, no. I have catch up with the Badger football team after the show is over and find out how that's going.
At Purdue there, yeah?
Yeah.
Any predictions on that?
Bucky's going to win, of course.
But will the team win?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then tonight, got anything going on? Or?
Oh, we've got a very important piano recital to go to afternoon.
Yeah. Should we all come along, maybe? Would that help?
Sure, you're all welcome.
Whose recital is that?
That would be our daughter's.
We have a little recording here of her warming up for it. Right now we cut to the home. She sounds pretty good, actually.
She does.
What is she performing, do you know?
She is performing Henry Mancini's theme from the Pink Panther.
Henry Mancini's theme from the Pink Panther. And you are?
Mark Wexler.
Kathy Hattie.
From? Middleton, Wisconsin.
From Middleton, Wisconsin. Okay, that's good. Any other recitals here you want to... Any recitals you want to promote here? Anybody having a recital back in this? Anyone? Anniversary in this group here? This group?
Yes, the entire group.
You're all, all of you, all four of you are married? It's one of those, what do they call it? That's polygamy or something, isn't it? Or mass marriage or something. What is there? How did you all meet? You remember which one you met?
in college.
And, oh, college. These things happen in college, and usually you forget about them. But it's amazing that you actually married and stayed together all these years.
Well, it just, they invited us to their wedding, but we couldn't go because we were getting married on the same day, 33.
Who is they and who is we is what I'm confused about. What?
This is Maureen, yes, to my right, yeah, and she and my husband were classmates at the University of Illinois many years ago.
Okay, Maureen was the only girl in aviation mechanics class.
Oh, how'd that work out for you, Maureen?
It was great.
Because you met a flyer or what?
I flew the first year, and then I was in maintenance the other 2 years.
And you've been maintaining ever since?
I have been, yes. Yeah. I have maintaining him.
Okay, now, so okay, I'm starting to get this now.
She
so
knew
you're...
the answer to the airplane question. She knew the answer to the airplane question.
About not having the windows.
Right. That's right. Yeah. That's just because the handle's broken, and the maintenance guy never got to it.
Well, maintenance. Fix this airplane window. It does not roll down. Okay, so now you two are married then.
And so you're?
Matt Nisbet.
Is married to?
Claris.
And?
Maureen.
Is married to?
Dan.
Okay, that's as simple as that. And it was all on the same day. What day was that?
No, October 13th, 1979.
Did you have a mass wedding? It was like the Reverend Moon preside over this or some?
No. We got married in Chicago Heights, Illinois.
Okay. And you got married?
Winona, Minnesota.
Okay. At the same time, though? Exact same time or anything?
Same year.
Did anyone think about rescheduling so you could go to the other one's wedding? Or retrospect, do you regret that?
No. We had a great wedding up there.
And how many years?
33.
33 years! The four of them have been married 33 years, ladies and gentlemen. What? Oh, we got to have something for that, Sarah.
We surely do. As you sit by the fire and watch the falling leaves, soften the mood with delectable Wisconsin wines like Domaine de Sac and Prairie Fumé from the Wollersheim Wineries.
Special tour today.
Oh, we're going to pick up your booze while you're out.
There you go.
What a nice. Congratulations, you guys. Very nice. Holy cow. I love Sarah when she talks because as a dancer, she uses her hands when she dances. You know, every word has a different thing to it. You know, it's very...
Made for radio.
No, it's fun to watch anyhow. Excuse me a second, I don't see my daughter often. And I got to say, Nora, how are you doing, dear?
I'm great, how are you?
Give me a little hug, come on, a little hug, okay. And can I see the tattoo or is that not allowed?
Sure.
Learn to swim. Very nice. Looks very painful.
Yeah, it hurt really badly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it worth it, though?
Yeah, because I didn't actually faint. Okay. I was close.
Do you think in 60 years you're going to regret having learned to swim on your side there?
Oh, no.
Okay, well, you're pretty... And you were there holding her hand, Nikita.
Yes, I was.
Is that to try and stop her from doing it, or...?
A little bit of both. No.
And did he help at all or not?
Yeah. Okay. Might have broken his hand, but...
Okay, all right, that's good. Okay, thanks, dear. Nice to see you. Thanks for coming. Every 20 years, she likes to come to a show. All right, and then we got, let's see here, we got other people. I lost all the cards now, and this gentleman here. You know, I had a shirt exactly like that. Is that corduroy?
Yeah, it's from the Territory Ahead.
It's from what?
The Territory Ahead.
Territory Ahead?
Yeah, that's a commercial... men's clothing.
So. Is that at the mall? Is that the mall?
Oh, no. It's a sort of boutique men's clothing thing.
Oh, so you shop at a boutique?
Huh?
Shop at a boutique?
Online.
You're a braver man than I. I just, I was looking at the window of the boutique, but I never actually gone in there.
Ah.
I saw some plastic boots that were kind of cool one time, but I can't wear them.
It's a catalog.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
And where are your neighbors?
You are?
Yeah.
You look kind of familiar. Dog?
No, not that new. Not,
no?
Well, blocks away.
Yeah. You don't have a dog?
No, we don't. We have a cat.
Are you sure you don't have a dog?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. Okay. And how are you otherwise?
Oh, great. Our son grew up with Ellie, or playing soccer, and so we...
Well, who's your son then?
Brett Kelly.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember him, but...
No. I don't even remember Ellie, to tell you the truth. Vaguely I do. Oh, that's... Well, nice. Thanks for coming.
That was 10 or 12 years ago. So, yeah.
Well, thanks for coming. Nice to see you. Good to see you. Okay. Got a big day planned? Or... We're going to Taliesin?
Yeah, we got some friends here from Philadelphia, so...
And you're showing them Taliesin?
Yeah. Okay. If it's not raining too hard.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you better hope it's not raining, because that place leaks. You know, Frank Lloyd Wright was a genius. But not when it came to windows, you know. I mean, every window he ever made and all these things, you know, that place, falling water is actually on the inside of the house. Because he couldn't seal a window, you know what I mean?
But otherwise, he's very good.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you entirely. Yeah. There's too many little pieces in the windows.
Yeah. Well, they're very ornate and stuff. You got to put a little that stuff in there, you know, in the chinks there so it doesn't leak through where you seal it. I'm sure you agree with me.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah.
Have you done a lot of home repair?
Well, I'm a wannabe for home repair.
Yeah. Yeah. What projects have you done?
Well, I messed up our roof a little bit.
What'd you do up there?
Well, we replaced the siding, or I shouldn't say replaced.
Siding is not on the roof.
No, but we refinished the siding. Unfortunately,
is it on the roof now because you made a big mistake.
See, there's a vital connection there. There's the siding, and then there's the flashing, which goes along the siding.
Did you forget the flashing?
Forget.
It's all right.
Forget's kind of a generous word. I didn't see the immediacy of putting the flashing.
Thought you'd save a few bucks and not put flashing in under your siding.
Yeah, in a word.
And have you paid for that since?
Yes. Yeah, I have.
Right. You're right. Probably did the same thing. You didn't put flashing in there, and that's why all the things leak. So.
Yeah. So yeah, but now I know.
Redone it since then?
Well, I figured in about 20 years, maybe it'll come up again. Yeah. And hopefully I remember.
Well, it's worked with the flashing gone?
No. No, you got to have flashing. Yeah.
All right, and you are?
Eric.
And you are?
Jennifer.
Okay. And has he done other things around the house?
Yes.
Since the flashing incident?
Yes, well, and we'll be getting a new ceiling soon, too.
As a result of the flashing, I think. Very good, very good.
Together.
It all goes together. It's all of a piece. Thank you very much. We are going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz, because some of you didn't get a chance the last time. In fact, all of you. No more arm wrestling for it, though. Either you got to want to do it or you don't. Okay, so who in this audience would like to do the What Do You Know quiz? See? No wrestling. No fighting. Him, you're thinking? Or what? Or her back there? You know? She's way back there. Let's just go way back there once and see if she, you know, because in fairness, yes, way back in here. How come you're sitting so far back? Is there a reason for it, or is there someone you're trying to get away from? Or, yeah? How are you?
Good, good.
Good. And you are?
Marcia Schwanke.
Marcia?
Mm-hmm.
You from around here, Marcia?
DeForest.
DeForest. That's around here. It's an American family land out there,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Marcia, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because the last time I came to your show, I had laryngitis. And I couldn't participate, but you picked my brother to be on the quiz.
So this is reprisals for that?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Marcia, come on down. Play the What Do You Know quiz. Because you're in good voice. Walk this way. I'll introduce you to some guys here. Our bass player, Jeff, John, Marcia. John, have a seat there if you would. Make yourself to home. And, we have three waters in front of you, but one of them is still good. I don't know which one. Take either one. That's okay. Okay. You can take it with you, too, if you like. We'll get you a bottle and take that along. Hey, Marcia, what do you do these days?
I do accessible web design to help ensure all people, including people with disabilities, can access websites.
Well, that's cool. Where did you learn how to do that kind of stuff?
On my own and through school.
You did? Okay.
But my personal focus. My master's is from American Intercontinental University in Atlanta.
In Atlanta. Fantastic. And are you here with family? Or?
With my friend from Atlanta, college girlfriend. Who's
in college.
Town.
Hey, college girlfriend. Is she a roommate?
Nope, not a roommate. Just good friends.
Yeah, okay. That's cool. How come you didn't room together?
Because our other friend who isn't here, they roomed together.
Oh, okay.
They didn't have enough room for three.
Okay.
It was a double.
Do roommates last as friends over the years, do you think? Or maybe that's a little... After living with someone, it's kind of hard to ever want to see them again, I think.
True, true, sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. And, okay, but your family, is your family from DeForest? Or?
No, my family's from Virginia Beach, Virginia.
No kidding. Well, how'd you get to DeForest from there?
Married a man from Sun Prairie.
Oh, that'll happen. And so, of course, naturally, I had moved to DeForest to not stay in Virginia Beach, which is... Really
well, we met when I was living in Atlanta for 5 years.
Oh, okay.
He lived here and I lived there.
Can't you negotiate that kind of thing? Or?
Yeah, I moved here.
Oh, I get you. Okay. All right, Marcia, someone out there plays along with you. You know how this works, general knowledge quiz. Mm-hmm. You got your voice? Good
yep,
voice?
Good voice.
You're ready to go? Was your brother?
Yes.
Did he win?
He did. You gave him Packers flamingos.
Flamingos?
Yeah.
Packers flamingos?
Yeah,
ooh,
that's
I wish
what he
we
won.
Still had them. That was pretty
and
cool.
And he's a Cowboys fan, so he was really happy.
Oh, wonderful. Perfect. Perfect. So out there plays along. How does that work?
Well, what they do is they pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669. That's 1-800-WHAT-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW. And answer this qualifying question.
Okay. The human genome. We want to know the percentage of the human genome, of the DNA in there, that actually serves a purpose. Within how many percentage points would you think?
10?
Okay. Works for me. The rest, of course, is junk DNA. But so far we've been... there is a figure here, and I have it. It was mentioned in the debates, I believe. A percentage of the human genome that actually serves a purpose, as far as we know. Let's go to the phones right now. Brian's on the line from Cleveland. Hey, Brian.
Hi.
How about them Browns?
I have no idea how about them Browns.
Really? You're not a Browns fan?
Not so much.
Oh. Well, what do you like? What sports do you like then, Brian?
Well, you know, I used to like baseball, and then the Indians kind of ruined that for me too. So
you're disillusioned with sports, I guess. No hockey? Hockey? No? Or
no. No.
Nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you, what are you doing today? Anything planned?
Well, I am directing a staged reading at Cleveland Public Theater tonight.
Well,
$10.
That's great. $10?
Yeah.
It's worth it.
$10.
What is it?
It's called Rex. It's a sort of a modern adaptation of Oedipus Rex, kind of with a mashup of Back to the Future.
That's ambitious. Don't you think?
It's hilarious, actually, yeah.
Hilarious and ambitious at the same time, that mashup part of it.
Indeed.
That's what time does that start?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, and it's at?
Cleveland Public Theater.
Cleveland Public Theater, oh, yeah, beautiful place, too. And that's in Cleveland, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. 7 o'clock tonight, our friends in the Cleveland, greater Cleveland tri-state area. I don't want to come to that. Brian, the human genome, how much of it actually serves a purpose, percentage-wise?
I have no idea, so I'm going to say 35.2%.
Oh, you're way off, Brian.
Okay. Thank you very much,
okay.
though.
All right, but see you tonight. If I was there, I'd definitely be there. Okay.
Thank you.
Jason's on the line from Liberal, Missouri. Liberal, Missouri. Hey, Jason.
Yeah, Missouri.
Missouri. Yeah. I said Missouri the first time, but then I thought you'd think I was trying to, you know, suck up or something.
That's all right.
That's okay. And Jason, what's up with you?
This is my third time in about a month.
That you what?
Quiz. I'm trying to finally make it.
You met me?
No, I'm trying to finally get on this quiz.
Oh, okay.
Third time. You don't remember me?
Jason, yeah, I do remember Liberal Missouri. Yeah, you know? And Jason, I guess I remember you now. So refresh my memory. What do you do down there?
Well, I'm an underwriter for an insurance company.
Oh, yeah, that's why I don't remember you. I block those. Those right up. Jason, percentage of the human genome that serves a purpose?
85.
80% is that you're within the realm of possibility, Jason. You got it this time. Third time's the charm for Jason. All right. You're not working today, are you, Jason?
No, not working today. I'm going to put up some Halloween decorations.
Are you putting them up? Okay, I got to do that too. I haven't done it this year so far. Jason, Marsha, your partner in crime.
Hi, Jason.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Okay, so you work together. It's a collaboration. Yeah. Are you pretty excited about finally getting on, Jason?
I'm pretty pumped.
Okay, two of you work as a team. We have various categories, don't we?
We do.
Sarah?
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Jason, you pick the first one. What would you like?
Science.
Science it is. Okay, we got a 500-plus million-year-old arthropod, Fuchsian huia protensa, which has the first what ever found on a creature. Is it the first you-know-what, the first brain, or the first ears ever found on a creature? Is on the 500-million-year-old arthropod, Fuchsiana huia, huia, protensa. The first what ever found on a creature? Is it the first you-know-what, brain, or ears?
What do you think, Jason?
Oh, ears would be pretty weird.
Yeah, let's eliminate it. I don't like the sound of it. Okay.
I don't know. What do you think?
Madonna, you know what, and a brain, which are often the same thing, as we know.
What do you think?
Let's go with brain.
Brain?
Okay.
Yes, the first brain I ever found in a creature. Only three folds, but still. So that's pretty exciting, actually. I'm glad you enjoyed that. Yes.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay.
And the remaining categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Okay.
Odds
Marcia,
and ends.
Odds and ends, okay. Could be an odd, could be an end. After nuclear explosion, are you better off with the beer, the water, or the wine?
Would be the wine.
I'm a beer man myself, but I think wine would be the way to go here.
Beer, water, or wine? You're saying?
Wine.
I'm sorry, the water. We'd be better off water in a plastic bottle, so keep a few around just in case of a nuclear explosion. The beer is probably the worst thing you can have because it has some heavier elements in there that can give you trouble. As we all know, even without the explosion, they can. So.
Remaining categories?
No, the score.
We have one right.
When
and
I look
one
like this,
wrong.
It means give me the score. So,
one right, one wrong.
Okay, good.
And the remaining categories are current.
What are the
events.
Remaining categories?
Yes, current events.
Yes.
People, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention. That's it.
Now you're not doing this because I made you self-conscious.
That's right.
Right?
Shall I?
I love it. I've been doing it along with you.
Gestural. It's gestural radio.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. Jason, back to you. What would you like?
That's cool.
School it is. All right. What is the most promiscuous major in college? Most promiscuous major. I don't know how they determined this, but what they found out apparently was it art, economics, or Portuguese? The most promiscuous major in college.
I was a business major in those. Girls didn't put out too much.
Well put, Jason. That very quotable there. I like that.
Something I think I would go with art.
I was thinking art because you're looking at a lot of things. So
this unexpected. This unexpected like, result.
Unexpected.
Yes. Well, they found out the most promiscuous major was it art, economics, or Portuguese?
Maybe I was hanging out with the wrong economic chicks.
So you're saying economics, it could have been?
Yes. Hmm. I'm thinking economics.
And you took economics, right?
I was a finance major.
Yeah, so that wouldn't that be in there?
Yes, it was.
Okay. But you said you didn't have much luck.
They're pretty straight ways, but maybe I was just unattracted to them.
I can't believe that, Jason, for a second.
People swoon over foreign language, but I don't
speak
Portuguese.
Now you're leaning towards Portuguese. Mm-hmm. Well, that certainly muddies the water.
Is that a romance language?
Yeah. It is, actually, yeah. So, okay. The most promiscuous major, art, economics, Portuguese, got to come to a conclusion on
what's our final answer, Jason?
Yeah, one of them.
What do you think, Marcia? Economics?
I hear no from the audience on the
Don't listen to the audience.
Portuguese.
What have they done for you lately? What has the audience done for you lately, really?
Oh, let's go with economics.
Economics? Economics is right. Yes, the most promiscuous major is economics. That's unexpected. I can give you the list in case you want to consider this
it's
as
all
you
about
are majoring.
Numbers.
Economics is number one, 4.88 partners. It's that 0.88 that gets you, I'll tell you. Social work, 4.7. They're number two. Social work. Okay. Marketing, 4.6. Hospitality, leisure, 4.5. Agriculture, 4.4. So can't go too wrong no matter what you major in, I guess. Oh, Jason? 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 Speak to me, Jason. Jason? 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 Oh! The shock of his major that finally got them, a misused major. Okay, well, hopefully we'll get Jason back, won't we? We'll try work on that right now. What's the score anyhow?
The score right now is 2 right and 1 wrong.
Yeah.
So close.
What was your major?
My major was journalism.
Okay, never
That's
mind.
That's how I ended up here.
Never mind. What'd you major in, Marcia?
Recreation therapy.
Recreation therapy? Okay, it's not on the list. All right, just waiting to see if we can get Jason back here. How about a little Jason music? Jason, call back Jason. Jason.
The number, just in case Jason's trying to get a hold of us, is 1-800-942-5669. That's 1-800-10 or 1-800-WHACK-NOW.
Jason meets Freddy.
Chasing Jason.
Jason, Jason.
Jason, Jason.
There you go. I have a good feeling of Jason. Maybe it.
He was determined 3 weeks in a row to get on the air.
Maybe he can butt dial us or something. Puts his phone back in his pocket.
Third time's a charm.
Jason interlude. Three ways of looking at Jason. Jason, come on, Jason. Not Jason. Andy. I can't dump Jason at this point. Is this Jason? Jason, is that you?
This is still Andy.
Andy?
I'm here.
What'd you do with Jason, Andy?
Jason, he's kind of busy right now. So, and plus, he's not as smart as me, so I figured I'd answer the question.
You know, I hate to... Let me put you on hold. Jason, go. Jason. We'll go to Andy if we have to, but, you know, I mean, Jason...
It's good to have something in your
three times each other. He finally got through, and then we was disconnected. Did you give that number?
I can give that number again, just in case Jason's out there listening. Yeah. The number to dial is 1-800-942-5669, also known as 1-800-10 or 1-800-WHACK-NOW. I see hands being thrown back there. I don't know what that means.
Is it Jason?
Yeah.
Yes? Do we have Jason? Talk to me, Lyle. Talk to me, Lyle. I feel like I owe Jason. I feel like I know Jason. Yeah, he's working his little head off back there. How about anybody calls in now? Anybody? Song for anybody.
Ladies' choice.
All right. Relief. We need a relief pitcher here for Jason. Counts 2-1. We have runners on base.
Oh, he hit him.
Hi, who's this?
Jason's buddy.
Huh?
This is Andy, Jason.
Oh, Andy again. Okay, Andy. Okay, Andy. I think we owe you that.
Jason's nursing his hangover.
Okay. Okay, Andy.
He's taking some coconut water.
Okay, Andy, you know Marcia?
Hi, Andy.
No, I don't know Marcia. How you doing?
Yeah.
Good.
This is Jason's buddy, Andy.
Okay.
Okay, then where are we? Are we 2-1? Is that what it was?
Yeah, we have 2 right and 1 wrong.
And is it Andy Jason's turn to choose?
It is, I believe, Andy's turn to choose.
Okay.
Yeah, and the categories are current events, people, or places.
Okay, current events, people, or places. Andy.
Let's do places.
Places it is. Talk it over now with Marcia before you answer.
I don't have anything to talk over with her right now.
I know. Just wait until I read the question. A British male who is fooling about, is most likely to tell the missus he was A, motor racing, B, golfing, or C, having bangers and mash. British male. This is the excuse the British male would most likely give to the missus. Were you having a dalliance?
I like number 3, but that sounds more like a meal.
Okay, good point. Talk it over now, Marcia, Andy.
Bangers and mash.
Wait a minute, Jason's back. Jason.
Too late now.
Jason, are you there?
Yes, I am.
No, I'm not.
Come on, you guys. It's not a fight over it. You see the stuff you win here? It's not even worth it.
Can we all get along?
I'll leave you both on there.
All right, that'll work.
Okay.
We'll all 3 play to make it fair.
Okay, that's only fair. Jason, Andy.
Hi, nice to meet you, Andy.
Yeah.
Although I have a question. I don't like the fact that you said you were smarter than I am.
Don't take it personal. That's just Andy being Andy.
Which doesn't take much, by the way.
Okay, here. A British male who's fooling about is most likely to tell a missus he was A, motor racing, B, golfing, or C, having bangers and mash. Three of you, put your minds together and see what you come up with.
I'm going to have to go with B myself. It's up to the other two.
Was that Jason? Yeah. Golfing?
It is golfing.
See, love the old
doesn't
bangers
seem like something
mash,
they do in Britain, though.
Golfing? It started in Scotland, you know.
Yeah. Golfing's fine.
Golfing?
Golfing.
Yeah. We'll go
golfing is yes. That's it. Golfing. 45% say that. 27% they were motor racing and had their motors racing, unfortunately. Okay, you've won the quiz. Unbelievable. The 3 of you, first time ever. It had to happen sometime. And what have they won?
Well, Marcia, you'll keep well, wise, and amused with a selection of funky monkey snacks, freeze-dried fruit slices pieces that are gluten-free, wheat-free, dairy-free, peanut, and tree-nut-free, with no added sugars, colors, flavors, or preservatives from Funky Monkey. That's fruit that crunches. Jason and Andy, you can commemorate and celebrate over 25 years of peerless radio comedy with the rare and exclusively struck Silver Jubilee Anniversary Quarter, portraying the first president of Small Talk Radio, that's Michael George Feldman, as well as the resplendent Silver Feldmingo. And all of you can make the most of everything taste more exciting with a shaker of Bloody Mary seasoning by Johnny Velvet of Mary's House of Vodka from Something Special from Wisconsin. And keep your spirits up playing What Do You Know the Party Game from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to all 3.
Well, thank you very much.
Nice job. Thank you, Marcia. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Andy. All of you, hang out. Make sure you get that stuff. Thanks for playing. It went flawlessly, I thought.